This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
For some reason, Matt Pauly wanted us to play this song for him, so...
It's his favorite song.
There you go. That goes out to Matt Pauly.
I go to sleep with that song every night. Matt, just on repeat, it's still going when I wake up in the morning.
Man, I'm telling all my baseball friends that I'm watching Ken Burns' baseball documentary so you all like and respect me a little bit more. So
yeah, I've heard you mention that with Bernie, I think the last couple times he's been on, including I was listening to that when I was driving in today. It's a great documentary, and then he added on to it maybe, what was it, 5-6 years ago, when you know whenever it was.
Oh, so, did he include the steroid era or whatever?
I think so, yeah. He did the next, like, decade or whatever it was. He did the 10th inning.
It's crazy to me. Like, they were making this point. First of all, Bob Costas is 18 years old in this.
He's still 18
really
now.
It's really freaking me out.
Like, he's got the Dick Clark thing.
Yeah.
Bob doesn't age.
So someone was making the point that they just kind of guessed, like, hey, let's make the bases 90 feet. And what... absolute luck and genius that was, or a little bit of both. Like, had it been 88 feet or 92 feet, it's a completely different game, and it just works so beautifully, like so many other things about the game, at 90 feet.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's the game is perfect, and obviously there's been changes that have been made. Yeah, I was talking with somebody last night on Sports Open Line. The local Sabre chapter is going to be doing a baseball game at Forest Park on May 31st, where they play the game by 1876 rules, which is the when the first year of Major League Baseball in St. Louis. And like even going back to then when the game was different, there's some tenets about it that are still very much the same that keep it just absolutely perfect.
So did you guys? So on this note, this is actually a thing you might have seen, Matt, Dave. You're not on Twitter, so I'm doubting you saw it. But so they're talking about going to an automated system in the minor leagues. They're doing this now to rule on check swings, right? And what they're talking about, though, is kind of going back to the way that check swings used to be enforced in baseball. So it used to be that if the barrel never got out ahead of the knob of the bat, it was not a swing. So you could cross the plate in the old days. And in fact, I'll show you during the break, Dave. There are videos of way back in the 60s of a guy facing Sandy Koufax. And he turns his whole body almost all the way around. And the bat, I mean, it almost makes a full swing. But the barrel never goes around. Just the hands with the hands in the lead. And it's a check swing. It's not considered anything. So they're thinking about going towards something more like that than what they've done recently, which is if the bat crosses the front of the plate, it's considered a swing.
See, I come from the break your wrist era.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the same idea.
But you know me. I'm a purist. I'm not like you. I know we've had this argument where you want them to get things right.
Yeah.
And I do too. But I'm just such a purist that I would be fine if there was no technology at all.
Look. If you've noticed this year, they've actually kind of tweaked the way they enforce the rule. There's a lot less check swing strikes this year than there even was last year.
Yeah. And
going to what you were saying, Kevin, they've started to go in that direction just in how they enforce it.
Yeah, and it's understandable because it's really hard to hit if you don't start early. And it's really hard to stop once you start. So what's happened just as part of the natural evolution of the game, it wasn't intentional, but the way check swings were called by umpires has gradually changed over the last 60, 70, 80 years to the point where now with pitchers being as good as they are, it's damn near impossible.
Yeah.
Because, you know, nobody 100 years ago would have envisioned guys throwing 100 and all that. But back then, it was a different thing. And Dave, you're going to laugh when you see this video. It's unbelievable how far the body turns and how far the hands go around, and it's a check swing. Where now, if anything close to that happened, you're out. I mean, it's a strike, automatic. I wonder if that's going to end up being a good idea or a good thing once people get used to it, because people are going to hate it because they hate anything that looks different than what they're used to.
Yeah,
I don't know if people realize just how hard hitting. One of my other favorite baseball documentaries, I reference it all the time, is just called Fastball, and in that documentary they talk about the fact
unbelievable.
Like a high velocity fastball, nobody actually knows how hitters are able to swing at it because we know about the brain and we know about the connection between the eye and the brain. And literally, you shouldn't be able to react to a fastball. Like it shouldn't be able to happen.
Well, you're not. You can't. You have to start before the ball is thrown. If you're not already in the process of starting your swing before the ball is thrown, it is physically impossible to hit a fastball. But that's why all hitters, you see, like they jump a little bit or when they have to stop, there's already a movement forward that you have to hold back because you have to start before the ball is in flight. And you have to have in your head that you are swinging until you see something that tells you to stop. Otherwise, you're done. That's crazy.
So your default is swing.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Your thought process when you're teaching hitters or when you're learning hitting is it's yes until it's no. So in your head, you're thinking, yes, 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 yes. And then when you see something that alarms you, you know, weird angle, something else, something you didn't expect, then the answer becomes no. Then you try to stop.
Yeah.
And not that I'm a hitting coach, so Kevin would speak to this more than I can, but this is why most good hitters sit fastball because you can adjust to something slower. You can't adjust to something faster.
Yeah, I was going to ask you guys, I think I was watching with you, Kev, when Jordan Walker swung at that pitch that was
so
far away. So wouldn't the byproduct of it be that he's going to strike out looking a lot more if he's being disciplined?
Yes. And in fact, I just heard an interview yesterday. Matt, you know Ryan O'Hearn from the Orioles. We're going to see him coming up on Monday. So Ryan O'Hearn from the Orioles is a guy that was a Royals prospect, never really made it with the Royals. They ended up letting him go, and the Orioles picked him up off the scrap heap somewhere. I don't know if it was waivers or just a minor league free agent signing or whatever. And now he's 30, I think, but around the age of 28, 29, he kind of figured it out, and now he's a really good hitter. And I heard him being interviewed yesterday, and he was talking about this exact thing. He said his exact words were, you have to be willing to be called out looking. Otherwise, you just can't cover everything. And then when you do that and you give in to that, you won't miss the ones that are where you're looking or where you can handle it. And that's where Jordan Walker is right now. There's one of two things. Like on that terrible one that we saw, that's one of two things. That's either he can't see spin at all, and he thought it was a fastball, and it started like it would be a fastball low and away. Well, duh. I mean, if it's a sweeper, it's going to be 2 feet further out. Or he just hasn't given in to that it's okay to get called out looking on a pitch that you can't do anything good with. Because there's no improvement from swinging and missing versus taking on a strike three. Strike three is strike three. So if you build a habit that keeps you from those ugly swings, that keeps you from the ones that aren't strikes anyway,
yeah,
then you'll end up having more production and you won't have an increase in strikeouts.
Yeah.
the opposite of that right now is what's happening with Alec Burleson, where recently his swing decisions have gotten exponentially better, and he can make contact with almost anything, anywhere, but if you go swing at something that's way out of the zone, you're probably not going to get a favorable result. So if you watch his at-bats, he has had a lot more plate discipline. Bernie had the stat the other day. During his hot streak, he's slugging like 700 on pitches that are inside the zone. So swing at those. Don't swing at the others. And if it costs you a strikeout looking every once in a while, it's better to strike out looking once than to have 10 little dribblers that come off the bat and are easy outs.
Yeah, and you'll see that from Newt Barr. He's really good at that. But you know who was amazing at that when he was at his best was Matt Carpenter. Mm-hmm. Matt Carpenter would get called out looking, and people get mad at him. What are you doing? But it's the built-in habit that you're not going to try to hit things you can't do anything with, because then when you get what you're looking for, you hit it.
A statement and a question. You guys take up on either one you want. The statement is, we seem to have an embarrassment of riches at the catching position. And going all the way down and all the way up.
All the way to rookie ball, yeah.
And and then the second thing is, what sort of tough position would the Cardinals find themselves if we find ourselves competitive in July? Like, will they be sad at all that maybe they're buyers instead of sellers?
No. Every year, no matter what your other goals might be, the goal is to win Major League games. And sometimes you know you're not going to win Major League games in that year, so you do other things that help you win Major League games in future years. But the idea is always to win games. So whether you're winning games this year or next year, go win games. So no, they've always talked about, from the moment I stepped foot down in Jupiter, Florida, the message has been that they feel like this team can be a competitive team. I don't know if they could have seen what's happening right now coming along, but they're very happy with that. And as far as catching, they're in such a great spot right now, and that's part of why I think they've got the luxury of moving Yvonne Herrera to DH, because Jimmy Crooks is going to be here before you know it. You can go forward with a catching tandem mostly of those two guys, with Pajes and Crooks, and then Herrera can be used if need be. And that doesn't even mention Bernal, and that they've got some other studs that are in the low system. So it's a really good place for this team to be right now.
Yeah, if I were a fan, I'd be marking down the name of Rainiel Rodriguez.
Yeah.
So he's 18. I was telling Dave this during the break, so this is kind of funny. The timing worked out just well. But he's in rookie ball because he's only 18 years old, but he's got 7 home runs in 14 games this year. He's got 17 home runs in 54 professional games as a teenager. I mean, that's essentially a 42 home run pace for a teenager playing in non-hit. These are not hitters' ballparks that he's playing in, certainly not in Florida. And he's got real power. Now, the question is going to be, I think it's a little bit like Herrera, whether he's going to be a good defender or not, but he's a real bat. So he literally lined up all the way up and down the system. They've got guys, which is a great thing because teams always need catchers. So if you're ever in a position where you need to make trades, that's a spot you could afford to deal from. It's a fascinating position, too, because you look at, like, the idea in July, Dave, that maybe they need a bullpen arm or two, or they need a starter because somebody's wavering, whatever they need. They actually, because of all of this, because of Herrera being what he is, they might be in a position to part with someone that you wouldn't otherwise think of. I mean, they might be in a position to part with Nolan Gorman, as an example, where a team that's at the bottom can look at his upside and say, all right, we'll take it, we'll work with him, we'll try to get him to make some more contact. He's 24. He's got 4 years of team control, whatever. And you have a little bit more of the luxury to do that because you have Sajacy as an infielder. You've got J.J. Weatherholt coming anyway, and that's your top prospect. And then you got Herrera right now taking over the DH spot and just producing.
And what a wonderful thing to have, that we don't want to get rid of anyone.
Right.
Like, I don't hear you guys saying, boy, the day that we can deal this guy, that's going to be a great day. I mean, it's the opposite problem.
It was that, Matt, with Arenado before, and the problem is now, if you're good, you're less likely to do it because he's still a great defender. But he's also not hitting enough to really be attractive to another team in that way, unless somebody's just looking for a glove.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a tradable contract at this point, because to trade him, you have to send him to a team that's got a deep enough lineup that you can afford just to have a defense-first glove.
Right.
But even that, what are you willing to give up for that, and how much money are you willing to take on? If you're bringing on a defense-first third baseman that doesn't do a whole lot offensively, well, that monetarily doesn't have a whole lot of value, so then you're not going to pick up much of the contract. So
you'd have to eat half of that at least,
Yeah, Cardinals are going to say no. So right now, that just looks like a non-tradable contract to me.
Yeah.
So what does that mean? He's just our third baseman until he's not?
Yeah, and look, it can mean a lot of things over time, right? As this season goes along or even into the next couple years. Because next year is the last year of him making big money. The year after that, it's only $15 million, which in today's game is not that big in terms of contract. But the answer to it is you can play him less as you go, right? A little harder now because you got 2 years left. But you can play him less as you go and not bench him or whatever, but like rest him more. So maybe that gives him a little bit better production on the plate because he is in his mid-30s. Maybe playing a little less could be beneficial. But you still want the glove, man. I mean, he's still a great defender. And we talk about this all the time, Matt. This team is really built around defense again. Like, this is an elite defensive team. So it does matter here.
Yeah, absolutely. This defense and kind of the swag that they play with, it's a big, you don't win games just because of defense. Like, you build a team around your defense and that you're not going to win a lot of games. But the fact that they can add that on to a team that's getting good starting pitching and solid hitting, it adds a lot to this club.
So I guess it's just wait and see with Michaelis. I mean, he's been a couple different pitchers already this year.
He's been good lately.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he's definitely, what would you say, Matt? He's bought himself at least another month or two.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, even if he stinks easily for the next four or five, they're going to be able to point back to this stretch and say, hey, we're just trying to get him back to that, which is fair. That's a logical argument. It was a little less logical earlier, but they were right in sticking with him. I mean, we can all say we were wrong. Yeah. I was wrong.
Yeah.
I'm very happy. Nobody, if anybody's unhappy with what they've seen from Michaelis this year, I don't know what they were expecting.
Yeah. Good point.
Preview of Rush Hour. What are you guys be talking about?
So we're going to get into a few more of these type things. We'll talk a bit about the Cardinals not hitting as many home runs, but still ranking high in slug and how much the slug part matters. We'll talk about facing Zach Gallen, too, because Zach Gallen's part of the last kind of class of starting pitchers that the Cardinals developed that turned out great. So we'll talk a bit about that, too.
Very good. Thank you, Matt.
You bet. I get excited.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime. Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 426. People are divided. They're making fun of a lady on TikTok because she says when she calls a business, she introduces herself. For example, this is Dave Glover. I was wondering if I could get in a reservation for 7 p.m. tonight. I do that. Do you guys do that?
Depends.
Like, if I call anyone, hello, this is Progressive Insurance. I'm like, hi, this is Dave Glover, XYZ.
Okay.
Yeah, I do the same thing. I had to call the doctor's office earlier today, and I'm like, my name's Rachel Zimmerman, just so, like, you know, pull up the file.
It does
whatever.
Depend on what I'm calling, because if I were to call, like, an office like that, yes, but if I'm calling, like, a national number, they're not going to know who I am anyway.
Yeah.
But I will eventually get to that.
There's a new trend where mostly young people, but not all, are wearing soccer cleats in everyday life.
Why?
Why is that?
It's along with the hashtag boots only summer. So,
all right, well, that's not, I mean, I know that they're not the same as like molded baseball cleats, the plastic ones.
Yeah.
But it still seems like that would not be very comfortable.
Yeah.
Got to keep those dogs covered. Can't wear sandals. I know that.
When I was in high school, the cool guy thing to do was to wear wrestling shoes.
Yeah, we had a few of that.
Which are like the least padded shoes
of all
time.
Yeah, they are like wearing nothing. It's like socks.
Yeah. But I wanted to be cool.
Were they? You'll remember this, but it was. I missed this, but the high school kids in my neighborhood were doing this in the 70s.
Yeah,
moccasins,
like full on moccasins,
like real deal. Like, yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Detroit.
Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime. Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.